Good evening, Dr. Schneider, dictating a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Leslie Monsees, M-O-N-S-E-E-S. This goes to Dr. O'Cook. On 2-7-23, Mrs. Monsees performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, period. There was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators, period. New paragraph impression, moderate restriction with moderate obstruction without airway, without bronchial reactivity, period. Clinical correlation will be required for further assessment. Next is pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Stacy Schonger, S-C-H-O-N-G-E-R. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 2-7-23, Mrs. Schonger performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 or FEC was less than 0.8, period. The paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Donald Kelly. This goes to Dr. Newsom on 2-7-23. Mr. Kelly performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/12/18, there's been no change, period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Norman Yao, Y-E-O. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 2-7-23, Mr. Yao performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilator, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/29/22, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on June Hall. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 2-7-23, Mrs. Hall performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. It was minimally impaired without significant airway obstruction, period. There was a poor effort after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/23/22, there's been some deterioration of lung function, period. New paragraph impression, probable normal study with non-optimal effort, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jacob Crowley. Goes to nobody. On 2-7-23, Mr. Crowley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was minimal airways obstruction at lower lung volumes with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/11/22, there's been no significant change, period. No paragraph compression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Richard Brown. This goes to Dr. Carnahan. On 2-7-23, Mr. Brown performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the rumor saturation was normal. Period, after walking 391 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 91%, period, new paragraph impression. Minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Gene, J-E-A-N-N-E, Kraus, C-R-O-U-S-E. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 2-7-23, Mrs. Kraus performed a 6-minute walk test, period. prior to ambulating, room saturation was 94%, period. Patient was able to walk 6 minutes and achieve 232 meters, period. At 3 minutes and 31 seconds, her O2 transiently dropped to 87%, period. Paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.